Hey everybody, this is Megan Jocks with Revelation Wellness Nashville. I just got done with a workout and I'm giving you guys a podcast. This is the second podcast for the week, but I wanted to sneak this in for you guys just because I felt really strongly about it. This podcast is really for women who are tired of hating themselves and hating their bodies, and also for mothers who are starting to see patterns in their daughters where they're really critiquing themselves and you're starting to notice some body image issues. I want to open up with prayer because I have a feeling that some of the things that I'm going to be talking to you guys about are maybe going to possibly be difficult to hear or understand, and maybe not, but I really just want God's grace on this whole thing. Father God, I thank you for revelation, God, for a new day, for new eyes to see, new ears to hear, God, a new heart just to fully absorb your truth and how you perceive your daughters. God, I just thank you so much for revelation in my own life, God, and I just believe that this is the time and season that you are breaking people free from false body images, God, where we either swing strong towards pride or swing really strong the other way into shame, Father. But there's a sweet place, God, where we're in your presence and that it has nothing to do with our shape or our size, God. So, Father God, just let me be your mouthpiece today. God, just help each listener just to listen to what you have to say to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I was working out today and just this thing hit me and I wanted to share it with you guys today. And it has to do with how we as women put ourselves in bondage. One of my biggest regrets, and if you've listened to my podcast in the past, I used to grow up and say, you know, I have no regrets. Everything that's happened in my life, it's made me who I am and, you know, that sort of thing. And maybe you feel the same way. But as I grew and as the Lord started making some broken places in my heart whole, the only regret that I've ever had in my life is how many years I spent in self-hatred. And I want to help kind of shed some light on this. A lot of women come to me and they say, I'm starting to see these patterns with my daughter. I don't know what to do. You know, she doesn't want to eat, or maybe it's the other way. Maybe she's eating all the time and I just don't know what to do and I'm afraid. And there's a lot of fear involved in what's going on. So I start asking them questions and I start asking them, well, where are you at with your body? Well, you know, I'm okay, but this is about my daughter. But really, our daughters are looking at us. And friends, we can tell our daughters so many times, like, it's not about your shape and size. It's about your heart. And that's what's important. But if we aren't living that out, and if we aren't living that truth, then it doesn't really matter what comes out of our mouths to them. They're watching us. They're seeing us. And from the time they're a little girl, from the time, you know, they're grown, they start living out of these patterns. Some of the patterns that I had developed over time had a lot to do with the things that I saw my mom or other female influences in my life when I was really younger. And you know, the Lord had to shed truth on that. But this is kind of, if your children are younger, we're laying a format of truth to them. What actually you do? They're just following your footsteps. What do you do? How do you do? How do you look at yourself in the mirror? Are you constantly fidgeting with your hair? Are you constantly pulling at your shirt? Are you constantly, you know, maybe you're comfortable in your skin and maybe you're really comfortable in your skin and maybe you're kind of flaunt your body around. What side do you kind of swing on the pendulum? Pride or shame? Pride or shame? And a lot of times we can see when we have an unhealthy place of kind of looking at these things where how we feel about our body is contingent on how well we're eating or how well we're exercising. Now, a lot of people might have a problem with that comment because that seems like pretty common sense, right? Like you start eating better, you start feeling better and all of these things. But when I really started diving in with the Lord and I started asking him, God, what is your heart for our bodies? Really, it was surrender. That's really it. And pursuing his heart in all things. So when we start doing that and we start showing up to work out with the concept of losing weight or getting tone or feeling better kind of just to the side, like really we hand them over and we say, God, these would be great, but really I'm just here to pursue you and pursue your heart. And what that looks like for me is to hear from God, to meditate on scripture while I'm moving, not trying to get in as many reps as I possibly can to burn as many calories as I possibly can. That actually to me is surrendered right at the beginning of my workout. That is not a part of my workout at all anymore. And that's what keeps me free. I'm just seeking him. Can I focus on him? Can I hear from him while I'm moving? I know I'm moving really fast. We're only 5 minutes in. I feel like I've said a lot of things, but my kids are sleeping and I'm trying to get this in really quick. But okay, so another way. So we kind of put ourselves and our daughters in bondage by us living out of kind of all of these ulterior motives, things that we're doing, how we're kind of always adjusting. Because really, when we're always adjusting, in the back of our mind, there's something that's saying like, I want to make sure I present well. I want to make sure I present well. Does this look good? Does this not look good? Always just trying to find that place of comfort in our skin. And our daughters see that. So then they start picking up on, okay, so we have to present well. And presenting well looks like what my mom's doing, right? Other ways that we do this is commenting on people's beauty. Now, this is where it kind of gets tricky because people often think, well, they're beautiful. Like I want to let them know they're beautiful. It'll make them feel good. But here's the thing, friend. You are not responsible for making people feel good. And not only that, but you don't know what that person has went through and kind of if they are in bondage themselves to I guess like an idea of beauty. So you have to use discernment for this. So don't just say, well, Megan said this and, you know, I shouldn't comment on anybody's beauty ever. I'm just saying use discernment. I've seen beauty queens, magazine worthy model girls, super imprisoned to this idea of shape and size, and they will die for it. From starvation, bulimia, whatever it takes, because they are constantly reaffirmed that what they're doing and how they look has made them beautiful. So every time that somebody says, you look great, and there's a great cost for them looking the way that they look, all we're doing is affirming, yes, everything that you're doing to hold your body hostage in the shape and size that it is, good job, keep going, looks great. So what I try to do in situations like this where something attracts me to somebody to where I'm like, you know, something seems beautiful about them, I ask the Lord to show me their heart. And I say, God, show me something about their heart. And instead of maybe commenting about like how beautiful they are, I let the Lord just kind of lead me in how to encourage them. Because obviously I'm being attracted to them in some sense. But I don't want to just be looking at the outward. I was at a fitness conference not too long ago, and one of the speakers said this quote, and I thought it was great. The first thing that we want to be known for is not the something that God never looks at. So it says in the Bible about how God looks on the heart, but man looks on the outward appearance. When we're striving to, and we're looking at things on the outward appearance, God doesn't even look at those things. That doesn't even matter to him. But we so oftentimes spend our time and energy worrying about what our outward looks like. God doesn't even care. We would do ourselves a greater favor to invest in our heart, invest in the things of God. But here's the risk, and here's the thing that you are risking. You are risking the world constantly telling you that you're doing it wrong, that you look wrong. I mean, we really don't know. When we hand it over to God and we just say, Father, I just want to pursue you, for my body, my shape, my size, it seems like this is a constant place for me where my mind is tied up. If your mind is constantly tied up in what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat, how you're going to look, what you're going to wear, friends, like God has bigger things on the table in every instance. Like he wants to speak deeper. And sometimes when it comes to, you know, you have an event or you have something coming up, just seeking the Lord, saying, God, what do you say? Like, what should I wear? He'll point out the perfect dress. I'm serious. I do this stuff. I'm not just trying to hand you feel good Christianity or just like a Barney answer. I'm just trying to hand you everyday practical things that I do. When you see people and your daughters are with you, comment, go and start a conversation with the person instead of walking up to them just saying, you're really beautiful. Just say, hey, how are you doing today? Engage them in a couple seconds and then make a comment of like something more towards their heart. And that activates people. And not only that, but sometimes pulling out the inward beauty in people that maybe even have outward beauty. Pulling out the inward beauty also brings healing to their heart, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope it's helpful. If you're somebody struggling in your body today, here's what I suggest. And you know who you are because it probably started first thing this morning. I suggest you finding a space where you can get on your knees and you can cry out to God. Because friends, that is one of the hardest places to be, in your body and being so uncomfortable and being so distracted by your own body. So get before the Lord, get on your knees, tell him how you feel, then get quiet and just listen. Say, God, what do I do? What is truth here? I feel like I'm constantly wrestling with shame and guilt and the mirror and just where I'm at with myself, and that my workouts aren't ever enough, and that, that I have to binge all this food, or where at whatever side of the pendulum you swing to, just get real. Get on your knees, humble yourself before the Lord, get real with the Lord, and then ask him for help. He is a good father. He's going to meet you guys where you're at. He always does. If you read the word of God at all, you will see him time and time and time again show up for his children. All right. I love you, ladies. If you have any questions, please feel free to either comment or email me. Also, feel free to comment, like, and share this post. All right, I love you guys. Bye.